Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The Volume.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire, for Monday, February 12th. I was torn, ladies and gentlemen, this morning of opening with, oh, what a great Super Bowl. This was so memorable, epic, overtime, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know if it was a great game, a good game, a tense game, an exciting game, maybe all of the above. All the boxes were checked. I watched at a buddy's house and a bunch of friends were over there, you know, and I don't want to say it was evenly split Niners Chiefs fans, but it was definitely more ladies were rooting for the Chiefs, and I was rooting Niners, and they had many chances to put this game away. They were unable to do that. I'm not going to get out here and take a dump on Kyle Shanahan. I'll let Rob try to do that. I certainly am not going to trash Brock Purdy. We'll get into it. He had, you know, two very high leverage plays that were massive. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes was tremendous in the clutch, winning his third Super Bowl MVP award. Last week, we talked about how the Sports Illustrated had the list of the top 25 greatest Super Bowl performances ever. Will this Mahomes performance get down that list? Like, I know he converted a couple third downs, but folks, this is staggering. Absolutely crazy. Next Gen Stats put out the passing chart for Mahomes. 46 attempts, 34 completions, you know, ended up throwing a lot overtime, obviously. He had one pass completion over 20 yards in the entire game. One. The bomb early to, it might have been Hardman, where the Niners defensive back kind of lost it. There was two guys there. The guy in front probably should have picked it, but he lost the ball in the air. And then if you want to say, okay, well, so he's not throwing the ball down the field. Fine, fine, fine. Completions of over 10 yards. Mahomes just had five. Okay? So five of his 34 completions went beyond 10 yards. Everything else, dink and dunk, short. I'm going to give what the defense takes me. On some level, that is super impressive. The discipline it takes to give what the defense or take what the defense is giving you is something. Josh Allen cannot do that. A lot of quarterbacks cannot. They get the YOLO. I want to be a hero. I got to throw deep. It's just like in basketball. For instance, we had a game, my son, and we're facing the zone defense. Well, obviously, our guys want to shoot threes. That's what the defense wants. And we just so happened to jump out to like a big lead. I noticed our guys were jacking against the zone, and I'm not one of the, I knew we were going to win the game. So I was like, you know, we get to, I'm like, all right, guys, why don't we do full court pressure, get some turnovers, get a lead, and then you can jack your threes. So we do that. And we miss a bunch of threes, and they don't really come back. I think they cut it to like 8 or 7 or whatever. And then I said, okay, guys, we're going to run, you know, our playmaker right to the foul line against the 2-3 zone, and you want to do pivoting, and you're shooting or hitting the guy on the block or kicking it out. And we did that. We run away and win. And, you know, it takes discipline to do what Mahomes did. To be a game manager that so many people are going to get worked up about. Patrick Mahomes, the game manager. He's not throwing down the ball down the field. But, I mean, if you're winning the Super Bowl by doing that, I've got no problem with it. I don't care. Just win the game. And that's what Mahomes did. I'll start here. And I'm starting with this because I know Chiefs fans are going to love it. Everybody loves when I talk about fumble luck. It is a legitimate thing. So the 49ers fumbled the ball twice. They lost both fumbles. Christian McCaffrey on the opening drive, approaching the red zone, fumbles, takes points off the board. Then the bigger one gives the Chiefs life when they punt, hits the guy on Kansas City in his ankle. Hits a 49ers player in his ankle, and the Chiefs recover. And that leads to a touchdown one play later to MVS. It's like, oh, game on. There it is. 13, their first lead. Two fumbles by the Niners, both recovered by the Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs fumbled the ball five times in the Super Bowl. The Niners recovered one of them. That, my friends, is what you call fumble luck. The Pacheco lost fumble inside the 10, huge. But my gosh, you're telling me none of those others could just happen to fall into the lap of a 49ers player? Now, one of those was the fumbled snap by Mahomes, which was low, and he ended up throwing an incomplete pass. You could toss that one out. But what about when Mahomes pitched it to Pacheco? It was not a crisp pitch. Hits Pacheco in the shoulder pad. Fumble. Niners couldn't jump on that? It would have been first down at the 15. You're in business. Fumble luck matters, guys. It does. I'm not saying, obviously, they won the game because of fumble luck or because Moody missed an extra point. Ultimately, this, to me, came down to two super high-leverage plays. Third down, two-minute warning, Brock Purdy. It was third and I think four. I'll look it up. But I think it was like third and four, third and five. It was a huge play. You knew if they get... And you can't give the ball back to Mahomes. He probably will not have enough time. So you've got to go for the jugular. Well, it was right out of the two-minute warning. Yes, third and five. Well, what do you think happened? Spagnuolo dials up a huge blitz. And as he's done all season, playmaker Trent McDuffie forces Purdy to duff one. And it's incomplete, and they have to settle for the Moody 53-yarder, which is fine. You know, worst case scenarios, you get no points, turnover, then you lose a game. It's fine to get the three. Now, so you get seven, it's probably game over. And Purdy on that third and five, like, he didn't really have a chance. I mean, listen, McDuffie's one of the top defensive back blitzers there is in the league. He's awesome. And he came right through. It was a good dial up by Spags. And then the other one was on in overtime on the final drive. Third and four. And wouldn't you know it, third and four from the KC 9-yard line, Chris Jones gets to Purdy, and he didn't really have a chance. Another heavy blitz from Spagnuolo. So two high-leverage plays were sending the kitchen sink at the young second-year quarterback, and we're going to make it throw it away. And, you know, those are the two big plays. And again, it's not the end of the world. It's not like Purdy turned the ball over, but they had to settle for three each time. And I would say against 90% of the league, you take that. But against Patrick Mahomes, it's not good enough. And Mahomes is inevitable. When he got the ball down three with 2 minutes left, you knew they're scoring. You didn't know if it was three or seven, but you knew they were scoring. Mahomes, he's inevitable. That's what he does. Overtime. Chiefs facing, I think they were facing a fourth and one. And, you know, my son's there. There was a lot of people there. My son and a bunch of kids in his age group. One of them is families from Kansas City. And I said, what are you doing here? And what's the play call? And he goes, oh, you get Mahomes keeper up the middle, quarterback sneak. I was like, you want the ball in your best player's hands. Mahomes will make a play. And, of course, Mahomes did the little rollout thing. And the defensive back had a choice. Do I go to Kelsey or do I tackle Mahomes? And he picked Kelsey. And Mahomes scrambles for the first down. And you just knew that Mahomes was going to matriculate the ball down the field and deliver, because that's what he does. He's incredible. And the only way to really beat Mahomes is if you don't give him the ball back, right? or he makes a bad mistake. And listen, Mahomes was not having a great game. Yes, he did win another Super Bowl MVP. I didn't think he had a great game. The numbers will show that. But the interception was horrific. It was total game manager situation. But in the biggest high leverage moments, he delivered. And he delivered down the field. And I don't know. I have some questions about the overtime. Like, why didn't the clock stop at the... Is there no two-minute warning in overtime? I don't know. And it was just unclear, since each team had a chance. Did the clock... How much did the clock even matter? The Chiefs certainly didn't seem to care. They were just letting the clock go. They had a timeout. And if they had not completed the pass to the touchdown to Hardman, would they have had to kick a field goal? I don't know. But they did get the playoff, obviously. And it was a genius call. Once again, they made the... They made the linebacker decide, do you want to guard Kelsey or do you want to go to Hardman? And you're not leaving Kelsey. He killed him in the second half. By the way, the Kelsey under bet that Rufus talked about, that I bet, was looking awesome. He had one catch for 1 yard at halftime. He was getting in Andy Reid's face. He was so angry. And then, of course, the zone. What's a play in Madden where you just drag the tight end across? I mean, you could run that play relentlessly in Madden, and it works. It's like unstoppable. And of course, the Chiefs ran it ad nauseum, and they could not stop Travis Kelce, you know, in the second half. And he got his. And I don't know. Ultimately, listen, the Chiefs rode some late stuff from Mahomes. I thought Spagnuolo was incredible with the defense that he dialed up. I saw this stat. So in four playoff games against four top 10 offenses, Miami... I almost want to throw that out because it was in negative 30 degree weather, but we'll include it. Miami, Buffalo, Baltimore, San Francisco, four elite offenses, and Spagnuolo's defense held them all to a combined 63 points. You're going to win a lot of games when you can contain elite offenses.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. And right now, all users get $100 off when they buy a big game ticket with code VEGAS100. Let me tell you, if I was in Vegas for the big game and I had an extra $100 in my pocket, I'd probably try to double it up at the blackjack table. And then I'd use all that money to buy myself a nice steak dinner. But that's just me. With killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and their best price guarantee, Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. I was on the Game Time app this morning, and I saw my guy, the chef, is coming to town in March. And you know I got to be in the building for that one. Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you your complete peace of mind with your purchase. You can see the view from your seat before you buy, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. All-in prices show your total upfront, so you know you're getting a great deal before you check out. And once you find the tickets you want, you can buy them in seconds with just two taps. Best part of it all? The Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Right now, all Game Time users get $100 off a big game ticket with code VEGAS100. Terms apply. Just download the Game Time app and use code VEGAS100 for $100 off a big game ticket. Or if you're not going to the game, use code JMAC for $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I'll wrap up with this, Rob. This whole idea that, oh, Kyle Shanahan sucks, he can't win the big game, Kyle Shanahan's not good. Let's settle down, okay? Yes, in the fourth quarter, up 20 to 10 last time, the defense melted, the offense made a mistake or two, and they lose. In this one, they had multiple chances to run away and hide. They could not do it in the first half. The Chiefs made some adjustments. San Francisco went, like, I think five straight possessions without a first down, or maybe it was four. Had that being said, Shanahan and Purdy got them the lead. Now, Jake Moody missing that extra point was crushing in the fourth quarter. And then when the Chiefs tie it up, seven plays, 40 yards, another field goal. Then in overtime, 16 plays, 33 yards, another field goal. Like, they moved the ball outside of a really long stretch in the third quarter that let KC back in the game, but I didn't think Shanahan was terrible. And this idea that he can't win the big game, no, he has not won the big game. You know who else did not do well in the big game? Don Shula, 2-4 in Super Bowls. You know who else didn't do well in Super Bowls? Marv Levy in Buffalo, 0-4. It's a bummer. He's a Hall of Famer. Didn't go well for him in the Super Bowl. Dan Reeves, 0-4 in the Super Bowl with the Broncos and the Falcons. Not everybody's going to win every Super Bowl game. Shanahan is now 0-2. It's not the end of the world. He's lost both to Patrick Mahomes, who I believe most people consider the GOAT. Nobody's considering Kyle Shanahan the GOAT. Not yet, at least. I don't know, Rob. I can't kill Shanahan. I can't kill anyone on the Niners. I certainly can't kill Dre Greenlaw, who suffered, I thought it was an ACL, but it might be an Achilles, jogging onto the field. I've never seen anything like that. At what point? Kittle tapped out with a shoulder issue. Debo was helped off. Like, it was just a rough one for the Niners injury-wise. But ultimately, they came up a little short. I can't imagine that today Brock Purdy's going to catch a lot of heat, but I don't know, Rob. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I don't think Brock Purdy's going to catch a lot of heat. And, you know, even a guy like myself who is a Brock Purdy truther and will defend him to no ends, being objective, it'd be hard to put any kind of blame on Brock Purdy when Kyle Shanahan is sitting right there. I know you don't want to pile on Kyle Shanahan, but I've been saving this take all night into the wee hours of the morning. Kyle Shanahan is the Doc Rivers of the NFL.
Oh, okay? Come on.
You want to win in the regular season. You want to have the good vibes, as they were. You want to be consistently competitive and a consistent contender year in and year out. Then gosh darn it, Kyle Shanahan's your man. He's going to put together a unique offense. He's going to call some really awesome plays. He is going to utilize the talent that he has at his disposal better than anybody else had before or after him when he has those guys, a la Julio Jones, Matt Ryan. Now you got Brock Purdy, Debo Samuel, and so on and so forth. Regular season, Kyle Shanahan's a monster. You get him in the playoffs, more specifically, you get him in the Super Bowl, and he folds like a cheap tent. He is Doc Rivers of the NFL. Doc Rivers will get you a 3-1 lead and then crumble and give it right back to you. Like, I made a joke last week on the Odd Cup. I know you listened on the night. I say, you know, you can't blow the 3-1 lead if you never get a 3-1 lead. That's how bad Doc Rivers has been to start off this season in Milwaukee. Kyle Shanahan gets to the Super Bowl. Now been there three times. Once as an OC, twice as a head coach. There have been seven teams in Super Bowl history to give up a lead of at least 10 points in the Super Bowl. Kyle Shanahan has coached three of those teams. Okay. He blew the 28-3 lead. Obviously, we know that one. Largest one in Super Bowl history.
Wait a minute. Isn't that Dan Quinn? Isn't that on
Dan Quinn? That's on Kyle Shanahan. Do not mess with my mojo. I've been prepping for this one all night. Okay. The last two against Kansas City, both of them blew 10-point leads, which would be the second largest blown lead in Super Bowl history, according to the ESPN win probability metric. No. Against the, the previous Super Bowl, 95.3% chance of winning when they were up by 10 with 7.5 left. The Falcons, that infamous one, 99.6% chance of winning. They were up by 16 with 9 minutes left. And even last night, this one wasn't as egregious. Only an 87.7% chance of winning when they were up by 3 with 6.5 minutes to go. Between those three Super Bowls, once as an OC, twice as a head coach, Kyle Shanahan's teams have been outscored a combined 58-12 in the fourth quarter and overtime. He's not a good big game coach.
Okay, so wait, hold on.
Okay.
58-12. Can you just tell me who were the quarterbacks in those three fourth quarters?
For him or for the opposition?
The opposition that he was going against.
Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. So Shanahan's not even a defensive guy, so you can't totally blame him. Has the offense bogged down against Belichick and Spagnuolo? Yeah, it has. I mean, we're talking all-time greats here, Rob. I think we could agree. Brady, Mahomes are 1-2 all time, or 2-1, whatever you go. Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So there's no. You can't feel bad in that. Now the Doc Rivers thing sounds good and it's very funny. I think it's just way overboard.
Okay. Yeah. You're correct, right? If you're going to lose to anybody, Brady and Mahomes are two guys that you know you don't feel too upset about. The problem that I have though is Kyle Shanahan is talked about like he's one of the greatest coaches in football history.
No,
he's a genius.
That's harsh.
If his name was Kyle Johnson and not Kyle Shanahan, I don't even think he gets to this point in San Francisco. They started off so poorly in that era before Jimmy G was traded. Like, I think they were one of the worst teams in football the first 2.5 seasons, right? Until Jimmy G got there. Now they got a loaded roster. Some say the best roster in all of football. And he keeps finding ways to come up short. So you can't, on one hand, be called a genius, one of the great coaches we've ever seen, and at the same time, also be the author of three of the biggest blown leads in Super Bowl history. Both statements cannot be true.
I can't really argue that. I don't know that Shanahan deserves the history tag. I don't know who's giving him that. I think it's more of like in the league right now, I would say certainly, without question, he's a top seven, top five coach in the league. I don't know that I could find more guys that have won a lot with Jimmy Garoppolo and Brock Purdy, who were not first round draft picks, who would not be considered as like draft quarterback superstars. Like, okay, Andy Reid's winning with Patrick Mahomes. Well, wait a minute. Mahomes was the 10th pick overall. There's a lot of those two work together. Who's another example? Okay, so whoever coaches Justin Herbert, like, okay, you've got Justin freaking Herbert. Shouldn't you win games? The fact that Shanahan's winning with his QB being not perceived as incredible, I think is impressive. And yes, has there been postseason issues? True, but, I mean, Rob, they did push Mahomes to the brink. Like, Mahomes was melting down against Rashee Rice on the sideline. I don't know if you guys saw that. Mahomes, I know the numbers will say 333 yards, two touchdowns. I mean, it was genius level on the final drive. Yes, I mean, he was in his bag, no doubt. I'm just curious, Rob. Let's just say Mahomes had stalled and somehow the Niners had held on 22-19 Super Bowl win. Who's the MVP? Is it McCaffrey or Purdy?
Oh, it's got to be McCaffrey.
Okay. We were also debating that. He had a total of 160 yards rushing and receiving. Not a ton of great plays. The touchdown was incredible. By the way, over 2.5 players throwing a pass. That was a huge, huge hit. Very nicely done. You're welcome. but it definitely felt like McCaffrey was very good. Purdy, I don't know. How do you, what do you grade him in the game? And, you know, what do you grade Mahomes in the game? I don't know.
It was, they were the inverse of each other, right? So Brock Purdy came on like gangbusters. They talked about during the broadcast, Tony Romo, who had a very up and down game, in my opinion. I don't talk about the broadcast, but when you're singing Adele to break, like, that's probably not ideal.
Was that happening? You
know, he was humming it along as they're going to break. And I think he thought they were already in break and they weren't. It just,
I heard,
it was not great.
None of the broadcast.
Yeah, he was trying to predict plays, and he was getting them wrong every other time. So it was just not the best Romo
performance. Dude, it's crazy. I was actually, you know, I was obviously very invested in the game, but I was calling out, where's Kittle? Can you jam him? And then like three times on pivotal drives, it goes to Kittle. And these people are like, oh my gosh, how did you know that? How did you see that was coming? And I kind of felt Romo-ish. But then I called a Kelce pass. And it was a genius level pass to McKinnon on a, I think it was a third or fourth down. It was third and short, I think. And it was to McKinnon. I was like, ooh, they used Kelce to clear out the side and went to McKinnon. Like, listen, Reed had a damn good game. But what's your grade? Like, if A plus perfection, amazing historic stuff. I didn't think Mahomes was an A. I don't think Purdy was an A. F would be, you know, like you claim close to getting benched. I don't know. I would give Purdy a B and Mahomes a B plus.
Yeah, I was going to say Purdy a B minus because he didn't make the big mistake, really. Mahomes, you know, he's tough to grade because you always grade him on a curve. Because if you're grading him based on just what he did yesterday, the final numbers look great. 34 of 46, 333, two touchdowns, plus 66 yards rushing and a pick. But we've seen him do so much more than that in history. So most guys, Brock Purdy did that. That's an A-plus game. But because it's Patrick Mahomes, you kind of feel like you were wanting more. Maybe even like a... If Purdy got a B minus, maybe Mahomes gets a B plus. But like you mentioned, he was lights out there on the final drive. So the last time they faced these guys in the Super Bowl was that 3 or 4 years ago. He was terrible for 50 minutes. Last 10 minutes, he was money. Last 10 minutes of that first Super Bowl, 8 of 13, 114, two touchdowns. You mentioned the final drive, 8 of 8, 42 yards, touchdown, 27 yards rushing, including two pivotal first downs. But if you stretch that out to the last 10 minutes of the fourth quarter in overtime, which is where you went the last 10 minutes of the previous Super Bowl, he's 14 of 20, 117 a touchdown, 45 yards rushing. Four of them were first downs.
Jeez.
So when you had to have it, you know, uneven first three and a half quarters, you know, the offense was getting bogged down. They had a stat that said they went like 16 drives without a touchdown at one point. It was the longest in his NFL career. But when you got to have it, when the chips are down, you don't bet against Patrick Mahomes. No matter what anyone says, no matter who's he going against, he finds a way to get it done. This time he got it done with his legs, and it culminates with the touchdown pass. But look, Patrick Mahomes is going to go down as the greatest quarterback of all time. I don't even think it's a debate at this point.
So it's funny. I just looked at Eagles Chiefs from last year. So it was Chiefs down 27. Chiefs were down a lot of that game. And then, of course, fourth quarter, 17 points. Chiefs pour it on. Patrick Mahomes is clutch. They went touchdown, 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 field goal in the second half against the Eagles. Vaunted defense. The other thing, and this is granular, I was just pulling my hair out over Steve Wilkes' decision-making. First of all, I don't think it's a slam dunk he's back next year. Shanahan seems very perturbed with his play calling. Like, we saw the Ravens pivot to man-to-man defense in the second half, daring Rice and these guys to beat them, and they could not. The Chiefs could not get a first down. Wilkes, because the pass rush was so good in the first half, remember the pass rush like ran out of gas in the last Super Bowl against Mahomes, gave him extra time, and he ate him up. Well, Bosa was just a step late. It seemed like a lot of the time, Chase Young did have a sack and played okay. The middle of the line played fine. But in the fourth quarter, when they're gassed and not getting there, you have to change. You've got to adapt. And I was pulling my hair out. Why is he still in the zone? And Kelce's eating him up. It was just painful to watch. Like, you're just giving away 5, 6, 7 yards a clip. And Mahomes is glad. I'll take it. Yeah, please, hand it on over. I will gladly take that. And it's just like, I don't know, Rob. I think you have to. We saw the Chiefs play a lot of man-to-man. Corners. Who can play man-to-man. And I think the Niners are going to have to kind of retool that. Or you're going to just lose to Mahomes every year. This is what he does. He just crushes man-to-man. And I don't know. I guess the other one, Rob, I was going to say, were you surprised, now given the new overtime rules, were you surprised that San Fran wanted the ball first? Because there was a lot of debate where I was at the party saying, well, wait, if both teams get a crack, don't you want the ball second?
Yes, it's very similar to the college rules where it always favors the team that plays defense first. The only thing I could think of when they were making that decision, because I was confused just by the general overtime rules to begin with. Like, I'm so used to first team scores, or now it's one team scores, the other team gets a chance to come back and score, blah, 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 blah. But then this one, you know, you get the full, it's like a full game worth of overtime. And, you know, it was a lot of convoluted stuff. Tony Romo tried to explain it, but even I didn't make sense.
So, yeah, let me ask while we're here. I couldn't hear. What would have happened if time ran out? Is it over or?
No, it's like a second quarter.
So the time, so the clock didn't mean anything?
No.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was
they did not do a good job of explaining that.
Did not do a good job of explaining that.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of it.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers who deposit $5 or more can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 back in a bonus bet. The NBA schedule gets really fire this week with the NFL over. I mean, you got Bucks, Nuggets. It's a great, great schedule this week. Remember, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code STRAIGHTFIRE. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 if your first bet loses. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code STRAIGHTFIRE. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. The halftime show with Usher. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. I just, it kind of existed. I don't know. Roller skates? Is that like a thing? I'm not a huge halftime show guy, and I know this is going to be the least popular thing I've ever said on the podcast. I still maintain, Rob, don't laugh. This is facts, in my opinion. Facts in my opinion. Okay. The best halftime show in the last 15 years was Katy Perry. Wow. Probably a decade ago. I just thought she was at the height of her fame, obviously extremely attractive. The songs were upbeat and chipper and cool. It was fun. It had when California Girls, hey, you guys can mock me all you want. I thought Katy Perry, obviously very talented singer, and you know, it was a peppy, fun halftime show. I didn't, who was it? Lil Jon, is that who it was? With Usher? Okay. I didn't know for a few minutes who that guy was. There was no like tag on the screen, Lil Jon appearing. And then it was like, oh, there's Ludacris. And I didn't know who the guy was wearing the weird like pants shirt combo while Usher was putting on the roller skates. I didn't know who
that guy was.
Is that who that was?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm out of the loop. Maybe I'm not the target audience. So I don't know. What was the reaction from your folks?
Well, I ended up having a low-key Super Bowl party. I ended up watching it at home with the missus and my little girl. She's a little bit sick, so we didn't want to game now sick. And look, that halftime performance was geared towards guys like me. Like my age group, that's exactly who they were targeting. Guys in their men and women in like between 32 and 42. Like that was the demographic. And my wife and I were talking. It's like, well, first in the beginning, they leaned way too much into the Vegas element of it. Like you had the sideshow, do people doing flips. You didn't know where your eye was supposed to be drawn. The cameraman is panning out, so you don't even know that you're focusing on Usher. They're showing everybody else. And then it was like, in an effort to show what a great showman he is, he distracted from the performance. And you brought it up. The people that he brought out, not to say that they're not superstars, because they all are, but none of them are superstars now. So when you show them up there without the tagline, I know exactly who they are. But
you knew Will I Am?
Yeah. So, okay. But if you have people who are above the 42 or below the 32, you might be like, I know him from somewhere. But like people under the age of 32 might not even know that Ludacris used to rap. Because he hasn't put out like an album that people care about.
He's a Fast and the Furious guy.
Yeah, the guy from Fast and Furious is up there rapping. Or look at, who's that girl with the tight, you know, she's not Beyonce. No, that was Alicia Keys. You know, she also has not put out an album that people cared about.
Yeah,
in like a
decade.
Yeah, I
didn't totally recognize her initially. I thought she was pretty good. I was a little weirded out. I was like, is she married to Usher? Why is he all handsy with her? I didn't know what's going on there. And then everybody said, no, they're not married. I was like, okay.
No. Yeah, the thing on Twitter was that like, because she's married to a famous producer, and it's like, oh, he's got to put hands on Usher now. After that, now that he did that on during the Super Bowl, he's got to put hands. They got to fight now. There's no going back. On it.
So overall, fun game. I think it would have sparked a better off-season convo if the Niners had won and Purdy, and then maybe Reed walks away. Like that would have been like interesting. I don't necessarily know that there's a slam dunk of where do we go from here, because it's like, oh, Mahomes won again. That's four Super Bowl trips in 5 years, and I think they've won three with a loss to the Bucks and Brady. And it's like, okay, well, the Niners are right there. They'll be back here again. There's Purdy didn't shit his pants. Purdy didn't win MVP. Like, he was fine. He's not the reason they did not win the football game. And to me, it's just like, okay, on to the next thing. Not like, oh, I just don't see this dragging out. The Mahomes versus Brady stuff is silly and really, really, I just don't think there's any point to it. I think we were on it like last year, and now people are just going to drive it into the ground now and get worn down. Any Taylor Swift thoughts or Blake Lively, if you will?
well, quickly, last week on the radio, on Fox Sports Radio, we were talking about what would be the best storyline for winners in the Super Bowl. Like, what was something that people would really gravitate towards? And I didn't get a chance to say it because we were up against it with the clock. But I said the one that is like way down on the list, like I can think of four or five right off the top of my head that would be better storylines. But the one that had really low was the Chiefs winning and Patrick Mahomes, because he wins MVP. He's great. There's nothing changing about that.
Yeah.
But if you're comparing him to Tom Brady, like right now, he's not even halfway home yet. Like three, as much as three Super Bowls is great. They got it in the middle of a dynasty. He has all the numbers and everything. But 3 versus 7 is still like a cataclysm. Like it's a gulf apart from these guys. Like it's to me the equivalent of someone saying right now that Steph Curry had a better NBA career than Kobe. And it's like, you might be excited by what you see now and it's fun to talk about. And then you really break it down, it's like the difference between the two guys is still like another Hall of Fame career. So Tom Brady played forever. So until he gets to 4, it's not even really a real conversation, because even Joe Montana was 4-0 in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, he's like 20. Isn't he 28? He's 28.
Yeah, he's 28.
He's going to be playing another decade.
Exactly. Yeah. So that was the one thing. So I would have, just for storyline purposes, like Brock Purdy winning would have been a better story. Kyle Shanahan winning would have been a better story, you know, but that's beside the point. The Taylor Swift, Blake, well, one thing I thought was funny is before the game, everyone on social media, all the different outlets, Bleacher Report, ESPN, SI, whatever, published the video of Taylor Swift arriving to the stadium.
Okay, I haven't even seen that.
She was there like 3 hours before, so shout out to Taylor Swift. You know, she tailgates like the rest of us. She wants to pregame before the game. But what was funny is right next to her, right behind her in the walkway in the tunnel, is, as you mentioned, Blake Lively and Ice Spice. Not a single mention of either one of those two, who are both famous in their own right, but because they're with Taylor Swift, they're like the bag handlers. I thought that was kind of funny.
It's so weird, but Blake Lively been reduced to a bag handler. Oh my gosh. So, you know, I guess I don't remember exactly when Gossip Girl was on, but I was living in New York City and that show was huge. Taylor Swift was nobody, I don't think, at the time. Blake Lively was like the next hot, like Scarlett Johansson or whatever. And Blake Lively's on a good TV show. She's been in a lot of movies. And you're right. She's next to Taylor Swift. So it's like, okay, whoever that blonde is. And I'm sure people are like Googling her. But Ice Spice.
They're like, is she? She's the one who's married to Ryan Reynolds?
Yes.
You're like, oh, crazy. Yeah.
I think she has like 2 or 3 kids. I don't even know. But the Ice Spice one was funny because, you know, all the young kids know who Ice Spice is. And it's funny because there's a picture of her with her back to the camera talking to Jason Kelsey, and the caption, some, you know, wise ass wrote, "I really loved you on this when you were singing 'The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow.'" Like Ice Spice was orphaned, which is funny. But yeah, anyways, overall, I think we enjoyed the game. Obviously, it was a intense fourth quarter, not the most eye pleasing game. I know that the 5 fumbles, 1 recovered, fumble luck is going to really hit really hard. Chiefs fans who already hate my guts for merely making 1 Patrick Mahomes dad bod joke, or picking against them in the Ravens, or picking against them in the Super Bowl. By the way, 49ers first half cashed. Guys, if you've been listening to the pod for the last 2 weeks, that was like my first bet. 49ers first half. -120. It hit. I had a productive Super Bowl. I was in the green. Now, it wasn't a lot in the green, but end of the Super Bowl on top. I will be cashing out here and taking these winnings and going on a vacation soon. So, you know, post-football season, we unwind, and it's ultimately time to take a vacation. That's coming up soon, but not quite yet. We are back tomorrow. I'm sure there'll be more fallout from Taylor Swift. Maybe her and Kelsey will get engaged. Who knows? We'll talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.